Hi, friends. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. I am waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 7th, 2026. That is the inspired solar lunar calendar date of Sivan 22-57-87. And we are ready for continuing in Hosea, the second chapter, You must tell your brothers, you are my people. It was an interesting group there. He had married this woman who had been immoral. She had immoral kids. She had kids with this man, Hosea. You must tell your brothers, you are my people, and your sisters, you are loved. So this almost sounds like a difference from the first chapter. And the reason for that is we need to understand Supreme's overarching purpose and his tremendous wisdom, love, and he will punish, but he will also reward and favor. He will benefit us. Verse 2, you must plead with your mama. She is not my woman. I am not her man. She must depart from her immoralities, from her faces, and her marriage violations from between her breasts. So it sounds like even after she was married, she was continuing in the evil practices of her past. It is hard to make changes. Verse 3. Now this is remembering. These are not the words of Hosea. He spoke them. These are the words of Supreme. All right. He spoke them through Hosea, so he spoke this way. Verse 3. Otherwise, I will strip her bare. That's what Supreme says. And expose her as the day she was brought out. I will place her as desert and set her like the land of scarcity. I will kill her with thirst. Supreme means business. When we choose death, he will give us death. Verse 4, I will not love her sons. They are sons of immoralities. Verse 5, their mama has practiced immorality. She shamefully conceived them. She said, I will go after those fond of me. She liked whatever it was, money or other benefits that she got from them. They will give me food, water, wool, flax, oil, and drinks. Now, this is much more than a woman who is sexually immoral. This is showing a huge political entity that is this way and is displeasing him right now, like our country and other countries around the world. Verse 6, consequently, you will notice, I will fence up your way with thorns. I will wall up her wall. That's a very serious matter. She will not find your path. Verse 7, she will pursue after those fond of her. She will not overtake them. This is a demon-infested people. This is not just talking about immorality now. It's very picturesque. She will seek them. She will not find. She will say, I will go and return to my first man. That was better for me than now. Verse 8, she did not know that I gave her the grain, the wine, and the oil. I increased silver and gold for her. We didn't know that. We think we made America great. No, he made us great. in finances, in family, in marriage, and now we've squandered all of that. They used it for the Lord. That's Baal. We have really worshiped the Lord, the Baal of today. We have no idea that it's very inappropriate to refer to Supreme in any way like that. Verse 9, therefore I will turn and take my grain in its time and wine on its appointed occasion. We won't get these favors and benefits. I will snatch away my wool and my flax for covering her pudenda. It's not going to be any secret anymore that we are very displeasing to him. The whole world will know that they cannot get away with it either. Now I will expose her immodesty to the eyes of those fond of her. No one will snatch her away from my hand. I will drop all her exaltation, her celebration, her lunar month, her cessation, and every appointed occasion of hers. Her cessation, of course, is Sunday now. It's not Shabbat anymore. That's gone long ago. Verse 12, I will desolate her vine and her fig tree, which she said, they are what those fond of me gave me for a fee. I will put them for the orchard. The field animals will devour them. Verse 13, I will take care of her. When he says take care of, that's the word for death, like a stoning or pelting with stones. I will take care of her. The Lord's days that she smoked incense to them. That's Baal's days. So all of our religious antics notwithstanding, Supreme hates every bit of it. She put on her ornament and trinket. She went after those fond of her original communication. She forgot me. So this is the way Eternal Originator views us and our absolute evil practices. We are in deep trouble. She forgot me. Consequently, verse 14, you will notice I will allure her to enter the desert. I will speak to her heart. It's this correction now, severe correction. I will give her vineyards from there and Trouble Valley for the opening of hope. She will respond there like the days of her youth and like the days of her going up from double stronghold land. See, we are Israel, and we stem way back to the time in Egypt. We just don't know who we are. Interesting, there are a few who do. I think we put them down as Mormons, but they are the Latter-day Saints. Verse 16. Eternal Originator's communication. It will happen. In that day, very particular words he uses, you will call me my man and no longer call me my Lord. Yeah, we're very foolish for calling him by a name he hates. He hates the name of Baal because it is always about the evils that are going on in this world. So he says, I will remove the names, the Lord's from her mouth, that is, the Baals. They will no longer be remembered with her name. It will be something that will be completely severed from these people's hearts and minds. Verse 18, in that day, that's yet future. In that day, I will cut a pledge for them with Field's Mammal, with Sky's Flyer, and with Brown's Reptile. I will crush bow, sword, and battle from the planet. Yes, war will end here in just a few short years. Verse 19, I will engage you to me for the future. There is going to be a future marriage. We'll have to talk about that someday. It involves 144,000. I will engage you to me with correctness, ethics, goodness, and compassion. So that's between Supreme and Israel. Verse 20, I will engage you to me with finality. You will learn to know originator. So eternal originator is involved here. And it's a lot different from the type of thinking we have. He is going to see to it that we are changed before he carries this out. Okay, I think we need to conclude with a few more verses. Verse 21, eternal originator's communication, it will happen. In that day, I will respond. I will respond to the sky. They will respond to the earth. Verse 22, the earth will respond to the grain, wine, and oil. They will respond to mighty sows. This is a great future that is coming, but first, disciplinary present. Verse 23, I will sower in the land myself. I will love unloved. That's the whole message of Hosea 1 and 2 here. I will love unloved. I will say to not my people, you are my people. Changing the names totally from what he had said earlier. He will say, you are my most powerful. Well, that's a fantastic result. That is quite different from what we might anticipate in our ideas of present conditions in the future. But that's the way he looks at it, so we should see that in the same light. Now, as we look at today's events in the world, terrible things are going on, and they are going to be turned around. I'm not going to comment on any specific ones. I have been aware of different events that are going on. I hope you are also aware of what's happening in the world today and take time to grasp what Supreme is doing. Don't get confused by what nonsense you hear in the media and with religious and political leaderships that are misleading at the very best. So let me conclude by saying we must flee idolatry, immorality, lying, coveting, stealing. We must be being renovated or being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you will choose life.